This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So one of the big supply chain stories, of course, are car makers getting jammed up by semiconductor shortages. Turns out that is not the only thing they're dealing with. Auto plants across the South are hitting a wall with vaccination rates, the South being where shots lag the rest of the country. Catch is, higher demand for new cars has assembly lines having to run full tilt. From WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer has that one.
Many car plants have been making the vaccine about as accessible as can be, offering it to employees on site.
Doesn't matter.
In April, Ford put out video of workers getting the jab on the job. General Motors partnered with vaccine providers to do the same. At its Spring Hill, Tennessee plant, the local health department came in twice, but plant manager Jeff Lamar says still fewer than half his workers are vaccinated. At this point, he doesn't feel good asking the busy local health nurses to come back and wait around on any takers.
Because they weren't wanting to do it for onesie-twosies. They were looking for a bigger event.
Lamar says he had hoped that the promise of being able to stop wearing masks in a hot car plant would be enough. So far, it's not. In fact, the United Auto Workers decided in early June to keep most of the COVID protocols like mask wearing and social distancing and continued urging its members to roll up their sleeves and get vaccinated. LaMarche is sort of at a loss.
The further you push it, you're just not getting any more response rate. It's maxed out. What do? You just move on and say, okay, folks, we're all responsible adults.
GM has resisted turning to financial incentives. Lamar says if workers really need convincing, he'd rather just require the shot, though he says that's not on the table at this point. Seeing that workers might need some coaxing, Toyota has been offering workers a $100 bonus from the beginning. Employees just have to send in a picture of their vaccination card to Emily Lauder.
And so that's how we're tracking the percentages of folks that are vaccinated site by site.
Lauder leads the COVID response for Toyota's American plants. She says the rates range from around 30% at the high end to less than 15% where she's based at Toyota's Mississippi plant. She says the company's rate of vaccination in Kentucky is higher than in Mississippi, for instance. That mirrors the state vaccination trend in the overall population. With car sales humming, it's not a question of whether the company could afford to up the ante. Toyota's car sales are up nearly 80% compared to last year. It's contemplated starting a sweepstakes and giving vaccination holdouts a chance to win a car. But Lauder says she's torn.
Some of the other incentives that we have considered, we're still struggling to figure out how far to go.
There's employee morale to consider, which is a big deal at a car plant with thousands of workers. Robert Burns is in charge of human resources for Hyundai's plant in Montgomery, Alabama.
Go in and offer an incentive to someone who has not, and then the people who already got it says, well, what about me?
While Hyundai hasn't sweetened the pot with bonuses or car giveaways, it has tried to make it easy to get the shot in a partnership with a local health system. Burns says the only real perk is the hope of being able to sit together at lunch again and no more prepackaged food in the cafeteria.
There's things we do that we'd like to get back to some degree of normal, and that's the rationale for it.
It's working for Hyundai, with better than half of employees immunized. The plant had just one positive COVID case in the month of May, but it hasn't yet reached the herd immunity Hyundai wants. So there are no plans yet for workers to take off their masks on the production line. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.